Moncrief on News Talk.
If you happen to be travelling through a Gaeltacht area and you need to consult Google Maps, you'll notice that many of the place names are anglicised. Dr. Colin McGarrell from DCU is less than pleased about this. Colin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you today?
Not too bad. So give us a few examples of this, because even when they're anglicising the names of places, are they doing it correctly?
I suppose correctly is a contentious term here. you'd have... So certain places like, for example, Castle, in where Riding the Gulf have their studios in Connemara, that's Costello written on Google Maps. I have places near where I'm from, down in Corcoguina, stuff like Ballyvenuruch is Ballinavenura, or Tiravane is where Tiravane is. Probably the one that's closest to my heart is we have Ballylusky becomes Ballylushke. And I understand that they're there's been kind of naming processes going on since pretty much the 1820s or even before that. But my, I suppose, point here is that in these Gaeltacht regions, it is mandated that the first preference should be given to the Irish language. It was a 2005 place names order, whereby it would prioritise the Irish versions of place names in all government maps, signages, documents, and the sort. That's not the case when it comes to Google Maps, because they are a private company. So even though they are probably the de facto way that we all use our maps and signages, they're not bound by the same, I suppose, rules that any government body would be. And it, to me, it's not so much like a neutral endeavor here, because what ends up happening, especially in regions where, like, a lot of the names that I just set out to you there, them English spellings are not in use at all in these areas. They're not on any of the road signs. The people who live there don't call them by these names. And yet, so by placing the anglicised versions as the default, the maps are, I suppose, denying parity of esteem for Irish in the Gaeltacht regions and relegating it to a position of lesser importance. And to me, that's kind of, grind my gears a little bit, I suppose. It just bothered me when I was trying to send a package there only last week, so I put up a thing on Twitter. But...
And what did you have to do when you were sending a package?
Oh, well, I was sending flowers to my auntie for her birthday, but I just noticed that my own place name, where I'm from in West Kerry, that was once you go onto Google Maps, by default, it comes up in a kind of an anglicised version of it. That is not used at all in the area. None of the signs have this, and the only place I've ever seen it is on on Google Maps itself. Going back, I suppose the first time that these names would have been anglicised was going back to the 1820s. And I mean, if any of your listeners have seen Brian Friel's play Translations, you know, we'd know that this wasn't just an attempt of, you know, making things easier to access these areas for the postman. That there was other kind of motives involved as well. And I just see it as, I suppose, a rejection of, or an encroachment really on minority community rights, that they're not, the people from the area aren't having their place where they live being fairly represented on Google Maps.
Yeah. I suppose they might argue that the maps aren't for the people living in, that none of their maps are for people living in areas. They're for people visiting those areas who mightn't know their way around, and in most cases, probably wouldn't speak a word of Irish.
Potentially, but I can appreciate that point, but I don't agree with it. I think I reject that point in that, you know, when you are going traveling in France, for example, you don't ask for the place names to be written in a way that is similar to how it sounds in English, which is kind of happening here. What the point is, though, is that in these specific Gaeltacht regions, these other names, they don't exist in say, common usage. You will not find road signs that say Ballylusky. The only place that this happens is online. And it to me, it's just kind of, it's another example of the power of global tech in shaping perceptions. And it's just, I don't know, I think by prioritizing English, it is, how would I say that correctly? I suppose it's kind of inferring that the Irish language should have an inferior status, even in these very few places that the last remaining region, shall we say, where the native language has survived, where that linguistic chain is unbroken. And this is just another example of, I suppose, intentional or not, of, I suppose, ignoring the rights of this linguistic minority.
Yeah, it's because I was having a look, and certainly in Connemara, now you're right. And if you look at Google Maps, saying Connemara, everything is anglicised apart from Barn and Spiddle, which are in which are Barn is the Irish spelling of it, and it's on Spiddle. And in but weirdly, if you look at Italy, they have Florence as Florence, but that's not what it is in Italian at all. In if you look at Ukraine. They have it. They have the English version of the names of places, but then the Cyrillic underneath it. So it seems to be kind of the whole thing's a bit of a mishmash, rather than they're, you know, they're taking one particular policy towards anywhere.
Yeah, potentially. And I'm not I'm, I didn't post this to have a serious go at Google Maps. I just find that it's, I can't see what the system is. I don't understand how they have their naming policies, because there are other maps in use in Ireland, whereby you do have, say, the preference for English going through it. Like, if you're looking at, say, the general air code map, if you're going through West Kerry, you get as far as Anascal, and then after Dingle, you do see the first name that they would be giving was for the names in Irish as they are used in the area. So I don't understand the Google Maps system, and that's kind of my point here, is that I'm not just trying to have a big go at them. It's more a case of, intentionally or not, their algorithm is just a further, I suppose, it's having a negative effect on the ability for speakers in the Gaeltacht to live their lives through Irish.
Yeah, is there any there isn't a mechanism where you can, you know, you can correct things on Google Maps and say this is the actual name of this place?
I think in certain phones you can change your operating language to Irish, and that'll allow you to do that way. And then you can, I believe, and look, there's going to be ex people who are working on this are far more, they know a lot more about it than I do, that I think you can write to Google and su make suggested changes to the place. But, like, I mean, if your point there, Sean, earlier about, tourists visiting the area, like, if you're going to an area and you look at the sign on your phone, like, that place won't be written on any of the
Yes, that's
signage
true.
when you get
Yes.
there. So I don't see how that's actually very helpful for these tours. And then the other point I make is that, the Gaeltacht isn't just for visitors and tourists. Like, people do live there, and they are entitled to be fairly represented. And I don't think we should only ever view, systems like this for those who are coming into an area. That, the people from the area do have a right, to live and to continue to live through Irish.
Yeah, is there, do you know, is this just a Google Maps problem, you know, on Apple Maps or any of the other providers? I wonder are they any better?
I can't tell you that. I actually don't know
Yeah.
for that point. And I do want to be very clear on this, that I'm not speaking on behalf of, the branch of Loughamnaco or DCU or anyone. This is purely my
Yeah.
own gripe that I had.
Yeah.
But
Actually,
I couldn't tell you now that one, Sean, about other operating systems.
and Callum, one of our listeners, Johnny, says if you ask Google, Instagram, Facebook, or any other media forum to translate Irish, it won't, but will translate for any other world language. That's kind of
Right.
interesting, isn't it? That probably tells its own story. Callum, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Dr. Colin McGarrett there. He's a historian and researcher in DCU. And Fiona says, I agree completely with that speaker about Google Maps. I live in Kerry and use Google Maps for West Kerry, and I'll understand the Irish names. It's not just for foreign visitors. No, indeed not. But probably their argument might be that it's predominantly for that. And if you're from the area, you'll probably know how to make your way around. But Colin makes a very sound point there that if you rock up to a Gaeltacht area and you're looking for street signs or road signs for a place, they're all in Irish. So the anglicised version of it will be of no use to you whatsoever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.